Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump will visit the U.S. Caribbean territory of Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands next week. Still reeling under the effects of devastating hurricanes Irma and Maria, amid complaints U.S. assistance has been slow.
Both have been devastated, and I mean absolutely devastated, by Hurricane Maria, and we're doing everything in our power to help the hard-hit people of both places.
Shortages of food, drinking water, and fuel persist a week after Puerto Rico took a direct hit from Maria, the fiercest of Atlantic storms at a Category 5. Mr. Trump defended the U.S. response in disaster relief amid criticism it has been slow. Puerto Rico Governor Ricardo Rossello asked if he believes Mr. Trump understands the serious nature of the situation.
I am confident that he does, and I fully expect his support on this effort. He has verbally made that clear to me personally. So, and again, I want to thank him for acting quickly on some of these things.
Nearly all of Puerto Rico's infrastructure was destroyed or heavily damaged by Maria. The federal government has increased emergency funding to help clean up thousands of tons of debris scattered across the island. Thousands of federal emergency workers are on the ground. Thousands of U.S. troops are on their way. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley has urged South Sudanese leaders to seize what she called a last chance to salvage the 2015 peace agreement to end nearly 4 years of conflict that's forced millions from their homes. She told the UN Security Council Tuesday the people of South Sudan are suffering and the promise of their hard-fought independence is slipping away. She called for support of a regional revitalization process to bring the feuding sides together. The U.S. diplomat scheduled to visit South Sudan next month. This is VOA News.